What the coerced work system does is it tells us what to think about. It forces us to make our bodies objects, slaves at the command of the mind, the intellect, quote unquote, of power, which, in controlling what gets credit, funded, controls what work gets done. But as we detach, for whatever reason, from that system, and our minds have more freedom to wander, let's help each other wander over to the ancestors. And I hope that the My Son's Beats page that I've put up, which merges spoken word with his beats, is useful for this as well, for discussion and reintroduction to thoughts that have been suppressed. So let's help each other wander over to the ancestors and living heroes who help us hang on to our authenticness. And I know my experience with, I don't have a lot of people to point to who are doing what Prince is doing, modeling that authenticness in the way that he did, which I mean challenging the state. The state as we've come to understand it as that internalized state within each one of us, which makes me grieve all the more for Prince, because I can't think of, I hope folks will, if possible, share others who are doing similar service for the people as opposed to the state. Living heroes who, like Prince, have been denied their due because our minds were kept distracted, and we cannot forget subtly influenced by the propaganda mechanisms of power, used in the case of Prince to delicately or obviously diss him, diminish his image in our eyes, precisely because we so need him.